My grace has healed you. And this morning you are celebrating what my grace has done within your hearts. And as you come and you want to celebrate before me, I want you to hear what I want to say to you is this. I want to come and celebrate over you. I want to invite you into something deeper in my grace this morning that will launch you and take you forward as a fellowship in this nation. I want you to come into an experience of extravagance in your God. I want you to come into an energy that is filled with grace that you have never experienced before. You've only put your feet into the water and the river of my grace. But I tell you this morning, church, don't hold back, because the grace of your God needs to come into you as a fellowship, and you need to take the grace of your God into your nation. I want to say to you this morning, take my grace into the cities of Nineveh in your nation. You have the most explosive and powerful and transforming ministry that your nation can ever hear of or know of. And I want you to take the power of my grace and the message of grace into the cities of Nineveh in your nation. I want to deliver you into cities. I want to deliver you into towns. I want to deliver you and cause your feet to stand in virgin territory where men and women have never heard the message, the powerful message that has transformed and revolutionized your lives. You sit here this morning with power to change, power to transform, and it's because of my grace. Will you go? Will you bow the knee before me this morning and say, Lord, here am I, send me. I don't want it to be an emotion. I want it to be a response within your heart that you are saying to me this morning, I will go whatever the cost. Grace will cause you to get out of the boat and walk on water. Are you prepared to do that? Because in walking on the water, my grace will sustain you. My grace will keep you. I want you to know what it is to celebrate grace in this nation. I want you to know again what it is to celebrate the power and the extravagance of my grace within your fellowship and within the church in Great Britain. You are not touching your nation, said the Lord. You are holding the most powerful message of transformation within your hearts. Are you afraid to touch men and women? Is there a fear in your heart this morning that says you cannot go? When I touched the leper, men and women were astonished that I would reach out my hand and touch what is unclean. Men spoke about me. Men mocked me. But I am saying to you this morning, in the power of the grace of God, go and touch your nation. Go and touch the people that have no hope. Go and touch people where my grace can only transform and change them. And bring them into the celebration that you enjoy as a fellowship. I want to touch your mindset this morning. I want you to take you to the story of the prodigal son and his elder brother. The prodigal had come home, and there was a tremendous celebration in the house. But are you like the elder brother this morning? I want to say to you this morning, there is no room in the kingdom for elder brother mentality. There is no room in the kingdom of your God for elder brother mentality. It has to be broken. And I don't want people standing on the sidelines mocking and complaining because some have gone and poured out grace and revealed the message of grace to men and women whom they feel are not deserving of my grace. I tell you, I don't want that mentality. The kingdom of God is filled with a variety of men and women from all places and walks of life. You sit in the comfort and the joy of grace this morning. And yet there are men and women who are dying of disease. They die of drug addiction. They try dying of alcohol. They die because of abuse. And yet the message that you carry, the message that you preach, the message that you celebrate about, the message that you rejoice in, is the message that can change them. And it's the only message that can change them. You have it. I have given it to you. The church is a powerhouse of grace to this nation. And I want you to go to it. I speak to you time and time again. Go to the nation. Are you more interested in your church life? Or is my grace saying to you this morning, go to where men and women are. What is the most important thing to you? I love it when you stand and you raise your hands to me and you worship me, and that is correct. But if that is the sole tassel of your experience this morning, I say to you, enough. Go to the nation. Go to where men and women are. Because that's where you will see the power of my grace. And that's where you will learn to celebrate week after week, month after month in your churches. That's where your church will grow. That's where the kingdom of God will appear because of the power of my grace. Will you bow to me? Apostolic Church, can I burst the bubble of the elder brother in your heart this morning? Can I burst it and cause you to bow to me and say, Lord, here I am. Send me to the men and women of my nation. Send me to the cities of Nineveh, that I might declare and speak about the grace that saved me, the grace that reached me where I was, and the grace that transformed my life forever, says the Lord.